Be sly, like a monkey.
The police arrived the next morning. Trap led them to the tall tree, but the evil rodents were gone. Trap's rope lay on the ground in pieces. My cousin blushed.
Oops,
he mumbled.
I must have used my trick breakaway rope by accident. It's great for practical jokes, but not so good for catching criminals.
The police shook their heads.
Too bad,
the shorter officer sighed.
We'll never find them. It's too easy to hide in this forest.
Just then, I noticed monkey fur giggling under her whiskers.
Don't be so sure of that. Follow me,
she said. I had a feeling that monkey fur was up to something. But what? We walked along the path that led to the village. That's when we spotted a deep hole covered with twigs. It was a trap. Down below, Nasty Tail was jumping up and down in anger.
Get me out of here!
He shrieked. We burst out laughing. A little bit farther, we saw Mike Meissen. He was dangling upside down from a vine.
Help!
He cried. But what about Bones? Where was Bones? Well, we came across him soon enough. He was trapped in a wooden cage. Monkey fur had caught every last one of them. She was one clever mouse. I was lucky to be learning from her.
I was just following my father's advice,
Monkey fur explained.
Be sly as a monkey. After all, that is how I got my name.